Blog Talk Radio.
In 1870,
The first Statue of Liberty was a black woman, right? 1870, the draw out, the layout for the first Statue of Liberty was a black woman. It was meant to be a black woman. It was done by the French. I forget the guy who designed it. He really doesn't matter, but he designed the first Statue of Liberty because, according to the story, he was an abolitionist, right? And he felt that it would only be fair or right because, you know, black people hadn't been so-called, quote-unquote, out of bondage for about 5 years until they started thinking about giving America a Statue of Liberty as a gift. This guy, the French designer of the Statue of Liberty, was an abolitionist. And, again, you know, anti-slavery, champion, anti-slavery abolitionist. And so he figured the best way to show liberty to this country and to give a gift to this country was by creating a Statue of Liberty and having the image of it be a black woman who was breaking free of her chains. The United States, of course, did not want this image, right? They didn't want to see, they didn't want people sailing into New York City and seeing that image of a black woman with chains on her wrists breaking free. So then they went into the whole Greek pantheon, Roman pantheon, or something like that, around that nature, and they Europeanized the image to what you see today. But it's funny to note that the original color of the Statue of Liberty has a bronze, had a bronze color to it. Bronze. All right? Sort of like brown skin. Right? Then what you see through time and rust and things like that, it turned green like it looks now. You know, the weather and the harsh, you know, outdoor weather and things like that turned it green. So that was a monumental first. In 2013, right, we have a black first lady, right? Now, I know a lot of people say, you know, that's symbolic of, you know, yeah, Barack Obama is the president. But, you know, we know it's all rigged behind that whole thing with Barack Obama. But the symbolism of the woman is more powerful, right? In 2013, I said the number 13 represents a new day or a new beginning, right? That's why I said in this society, all of your buildings at one point in time skipped a 13th floor. It would go to 12 to 14. It would skip the number 13 because 13 was thought to be a bad luck number. Reason being is because it represented a new beginning or the end of an old and the beginning of a new standard. And the people who were old and established in the past era, they didn't really champion the coming in of new things because that means that they would tend to lose their power or their authority, right? So 13 was seen as a bad number. But in 2013, you have in America, a world power, you know, that was historically, seen as racist toward black people, black men and black women, and still is. You have a black first lady, right? Now, a lot of historians can say they were former black presidents, but never, you know, like, you know, mixed presidents and whatnot. And they go back to the John Hanson thing and, you know, and talking about Abraham Lincoln and the other five presidents have black in them, but never have you seen a black or outwardly black woman be the first lady, right? And the funny thing is, I put up pictures side by side with Queen T from ancient Egypt, who was a ruler at that time, right, in ancient Egypt. I believe she was the mother of Akhenaten, right, and the wife of Amenhotep, a pharaoh, a powerful pharaoh in Egypt, right, Kemet. And it's amazing how her and Michelle Obama favor, right? That goes to show you that women are seen as the forefront or the beginning of any new society. Why is that? Women are seen, or the change in women, the morality, the mindset, the change in the woman, right, is seen as the opening or the closing of a door to a future or one that's going to advance or evolve. Why is that? Because the woman represents an open door to the future generation. She is the one who carries the physical seed of the next generation. Men cannot do anything without women. We can't bring life forward without women. We have to plant our seeds in women, the mental seed, right, in order for the physical seed to take hold. I said the woman is in charge of the physical seed. The man carries the mental seed, right? You look at Israel today, another world power. They crowned a Miss Israel who was a black woman. Again, coincidence? I think not. You know, she's not. It's not a coincidence that these two world powers are putting black women in the forefront as the standard of beauty to represent them, right? Is it a sign of something? Is it representing a new era? The world powers always want to attempt to wrap their hands around a coming future, something that is to come, right, so that they can try to shape and control it. So by putting a black woman in the forefront, they're attempting to wrap their hands around the next future. That's what that represents, right? Because your black woman is the mother, the physical mother of every race of people, even your artificial human race on the planet. She is the prototype, the natural prototype, or the natural mother of all women and men on the planet. She is the physical door to all physical beings, human beings, almond beings that come to this planet. It's her. They tried to say, you know, African Eve back when they told the story about the African Eve. And, you know, it was their way of just saying a black woman is the mother of all civilization and that all is the black woman can be looked at as an open door for future generations to come through. And it'll be like that again. Why is that? Because any artificial person, artificial, anything that's artificial eventually wears itself out. It eventually comes to the end of the line, right? As all artificial things do, I don't care if you keep printing something enough times, it'll eventually fade out. So what do you have to do? You have to go back to the original, right? And you have to utilize that to print a new generation or bring out a new or bring forth a new generation. So the black woman is going to be used for that in certain ways, shapes, and forms. She will be utilized for that because the black woman represents a re-jump or a restart of the next generation to come. We're going to discuss that tonight in great detail. I am the intellectual Nubian Menkarays, and this is State of Mental Radio. And tonight we're talking about the black woman, the so-called black woman, the woman in darkness. We're going to talk about the black woman and her rise as the next phoenix of the new world, the new phoenix. The word phoenix is actually a Greek word, Greco-Roman, I believe, Greco-Roman word, which came from the whole idea of the Bennu bird, which came out of Egypt, right? The Bennu bird. And the Bennu bird was representing bird. It was a story that was dealing with a rise of a nation or a people out of the ashes, out of the old, as a new bird or a new nation of people or a new generation. That always has to start with the woman first. In any society, when you're going to take a society over, the heads of all these countries, they always look to corrupt the woman first. If they can corrupt the women first, then they have the future generation. Because who raises the children? The women. Who births the children? The women. Right? Who nurtures the children? The women. In slavery, the white man had his children nursing from the black woman's breast, not his own woman, the black woman, who he called inferior, right, who said they wasn't really human beings and they was inferior to him, but yet you had your children nursing from their breast, right? Did he know something about the strength and the power and the potency of her milk versus his own woman? Obviously. You're going to nurse your children on the best, or give your children the best, or put your children around the best, even to having the best people raise your children or rear your children. And you're starting to see that again today in society where you look in major cities and you'll see young black women taking care of white children, being nannies again. That's something we thought went out the door back in the late 60s and early 70s. Now you're starting to see a rise of that again, right? is it a coincidence? Could it be like, oh, these women just, you know, we're just looking for help and this, that, and the third, and, you know, we're looking for good help, and it has nothing to do with race? No, I don't think so. Right? You know, with the onslaught of the nanny cams and things like that, when you see a lot of these nannies and beating on the children and whatnot, a lot of these were your Ukrainian and your European women were coming over here and they would abuse the children. So a lot of these women started getting dumped from being child care providers for affluent and well-to-do white people. And they went back to getting black women again. Women from, especially from the West Indies and African women. Right? Because you look at these women as nurturers. By nature, you feel that coming from them. Black women, by nature, are nurturers, and they are the open doors to a next generation, right? You touch on women, and you get them to focus, right, on a picture you're trying to draw of them. Very popular picture that came out, I believe, like last year was The Help, right? And in that movie was every stereotypical, you know, old way of thinking of the black woman. Right, they pushed that movie out to push an image into the black woman's mind in a time like 2013 when we're in a new millennium, trying to push the old one mindset of the nurturing black woman who cares about other children over her own, who has a humanistic outlook on life, on people. Right, a black woman who never truly gets angry at anyone. Right, why is that? The last thing you want to do when you're coming to the end of your line is to stir up the woman who can bring the next generation through that door. That would be your black woman. Your women in Eastern Europe, it's already a wrap for them. They're not having children anymore. Right? You're seeing these people trying to clone children. I mean, or clone or do the sperm splicing on their children and things like that, and they're trying to splice the egg and the child together and all this, and then see the woman, because the women are not carrying babies anymore in the human race, and your whites and all these other places, and your Asians have a prohibition on children coming through, right? They're stopping the repopulation of the Asian culture, right? So what happens? You have the black woman now being looked at. Right, her genetics are needed to re-jumpstart the next world or the next generation. You have to go back to the root. The root will be your black woman all the time. Right, and to push an image of a black woman who is not angry, a black woman who's more accepting, one who they term to be progressive, more open-minded, tends to be the thing of the day. If you ever notice, they say the black man is more angry and he has more steam in him about what happened and you know, the past here in the society, but they always go to work on the woman, right? They go to work on the woman and cause a separation in the black man and the black woman, right? Because they, meaning the powers that be, want control of her because they know she will be important in the regeneration of the human race. As an open door, right? What do I mean by that, as an open door? As I said, when your omni beings or your almond beings stepped onto the planet and they start to create human life, the physical bloodline was coming through the woman, right? What is the physical bloodline? Her eggs. She housed children. She housed whole generations in her DNA, right? Just a drop of her blood, right, to speed up the evolution of a people was necessary, right? Where did all these other women come from, right? Where did all these other women develop from? Sure, I said they took some of the bloodline or the from the aquatic ape, but then also the physical manifestation of the woman was needed, the physical bloodline of the black woman was needed to speed up that woman that they were creating, that artificial woman. Your East Indian, your white woman, your Asian are all artificial prototypes of your black woman. Right? So once you start speeding this up again, once you start this process going again, and you realize that at every ever so often, you have to re-jump start the bloodline, and you have your scientists who've already done experiments on the black woman's genetics. That's why I said every time you black women go to the doctor, right, they're constantly looking or checking into your genetics, checking into, you know, your whether you're housing certain diseases in your body or whatever, cell structure, whatever. They're always checking into you. They're always doing an experiment on your black woman, right? Just as we said with the black woman, the one who, I forget what her name was, Henrietta something, who they took her DNA and they utilized her DNA. She passed away from breast cancer, I believe. And they took her DNA and made all kinds of medicines and medications that the companies, the pharmaceutical companies, never talked about. This goes on every day with black women because the black woman is a continuing gene or a continuing bloodline. You can pretty much sum up every other woman here on the planet because you can start and find out the origin of their bloodline, where they start at, where they begin at. Science already know where the white woman, the East Indian, and the Asian woman begin at, but they don't know where the black woman starts at. And that is a continual bloodline. There is no end of the black woman's bloodline, right? There is no end to it, which makes it more potent and stronger. Why you're able to get all kinds of medications and things like that to treat other women, right? She's the open door to a new generation, a sped up one. When you see the black woman starting to change her mind, change her way of thinking, right? A lot of black women are no longer looking toward the European image. They're trying to come out in their own image, and that's trying to be stopped. They're trying to put a stop to that. Your people that control your makeup companies, your hair companies, because it's all pretty much the same people, right? The powers that be, the ones who control all the major corporations. Why is that? Why is it that they want to present a black woman who, like I said, still wants to wear the hairstyles of white women and other races of women and not her own? Why that is shunned in the society, right, that's supposed to be so open-minded and liberal, and we're supposed to be past racism, right? What if Michelle Obama, right, think about this, you know, because they put Michelle Obama up as a prototype for black women to look up to. What if Michelle Obama came out and she had her hair natural, she had an afro or whatever? How well would that go over? Why would they have a problem with that? Why would there be a problem with her being who she really is? Right? Because that signals the end of something. Right? As long as the black woman is following the way and the mentality of the society, she will continue, or it will continue on as it is. But when the minute the black woman, or the mother of all human civilization, severs her tie with human civilization, just by even wearing her hair natural and differentiating herself, that is a breaking of something. It is an open break. And the people, the powers that be, look at that as an open form of defiance. Because now the black woman is not going along with everything that's taking place here in society anymore. She's thinking for herself. A lot of black women are starting to wake up and do that. Right? A lot of black women are starting to wake up and take on her own image. A lot of people say hair is not important, but we refer to hair as a crown, or as a celestial point of crowning, right? That which made women different, that which made men different, right? So if the woman wears her hair natural, what happens? She comes in alignment or in accordance with the man who's wearing his hair the same way. She comes in alignment or in accordance with something else, something higher, because why? Her hair is growing upward, and those, when she, prior to the time she started wearing her hair natural again, she was wearing it downward, and it showed that she was in alignment with the people that were here. Right? So now she's coming out of alignment. Right? She's being, taking control of her own image. Once the woman takes control of her own image, the black woman, then there's a severing. Then what starts is, a thinking on her own, or a separation or a severing of these people who controlled her mind. Right? Think about this for a minute. What if the very woman who was utilized as the open door to bring the human race here, right, as a plan, right, as a plan to splice their genetics and put them on the planet, what if the very woman who was the mother of all human civilization and the Amun civilization, what if she decided to not be a part of the next generational birth? What if she decided not to mix her bloodline? What if she decided that she no longer wanted the human race here? Would she have the power to say so? Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. She would have the power to say so if she didn't want the next generation to come in, because it'll come a time where the black woman in the future will have a say on whether or not the human race continues. She'll have a say. Mark my words. She will have a say. The powers that be will need her genetics to jumpstart the next generation of the human race. They will need her genetics again, because her genetic is continual. Right? From her springs a whole new generation, a whole new life of beings. Even the so-called black man, the Amun being. Without her, we're nothing. I hear Israelites and all these other people talking about, oh, the black man first, the black man first. No, it's the black woman first. We second. That's how it is. She's first. We got to come through her. We're not popping out of the sky in the way we come through women. Right? We physically come through women. Don't believe the story about a man just popping out of nowhere. There's no such thing. Right? There's no such thing. We're coming through women. Right? So, of course, she would have to resurrect first in order for us to resurrect second, because she has to teach us. She has to nurture us. She has to move us forward. Her mind has to be aligned into a whole other state, a celestial state. I said that the black woman, if her mind is not right, then the children's mind is not going to be right. So she has to be the first one to go through an evolutionary state. She has to go through a mental evolution. I've been showing this picture on Facebook of a black woman burning in fire, right? I said, damn near, the black woman got to be baptized in fire. She has to be burned. What do I mean by it? Do I mean physical burning? In a sense, yeah. Because when you see the black woman, she cuts the perm off of her hair, right? She started going natural. Right, and she stopped wearing the artificial look to her hair, and she started going natural again, and allowing her crown to raise into the sky toward the sun. Right, that was a form of solar baptism. The old woman was being burnt away, the one who was in the world, the one who was part of the whole white mentality, the one who was trying to run behind the image of the white man and the white woman and other women who are of the artificial. So now once she decides to be natural again, once she decides to come in tune with her solar intelligent self, or go through that transformation from black woman to bright woman, once she becomes that phoenix, once she starts to get sped up, then that's a separation, right? That's a separation. She takes her place where she belongs going forward, right? That is the true birth of supreme beings, because there is no male supreme beings without a female supreme being. When she decides to break away, then it's over. There's nothing that could be done. There's nothing that could be done by anyone once she decides to break away. The black man is only going to be partly strong, but without his woman, because like I said, they've been trying to separate the black man and black woman since they got here. The only time the black man and black woman were in unification with each other was during the late 60s and the early 70s. When you seen a black man wearing his hair natural and the black woman wearing her hair natural, that represented two people, or those two people who were equally yoked. They were on the same page, right? But then they went to work in the 80s on the black woman, getting her to relax her hair again, and some black men kept their hair natural. So what happens if your woman is becoming artificial, going into an artificial mindset, trying to follow the image of other people, and you're still trying to be a natural man or wear your hair or be who you are? That's half of the union broken. right? You don't see the white woman wearing her hair in any other style other than the white man. Or the Asian woman, they wearing their hair the same way their man wears their hair. You, the only place on the planet you're going to see the black woman wearing her hair different from her man. She got a perm in her hair trying to look like other races of people, and you got your hair natural. The black man got his hair cut off now. That's unnatural, right? So it scares people when the black woman, because like I said, you could have black men walking around. If you ever notice that, you could have black men walking around with afros and stuff like that. Nobody will really say anything about that. But it's a big hoopla when the black woman starts to do it. Why? Why is that? Because she's setting a precedent. When she sets a precedent and when she starts to do certain things, the world takes notice. The world listens by nature. They look at her first, right? They focus on the black woman first. Everybody that you see, every woman that you see walking the planet, they're carbon copies of the black woman. They're carbon copies, or carbonless copies of the black woman. Right? Why? Because their genetics don't go back as far, or are not a continuing genetic like the black woman. Their black woman, their genetic is not continuing. The black woman's genetic is continuing because, like I said, unless the woman decides, the so-called black woman decides to jumpstart the genetics of other women and other men on the planet, unless she decides to allow them to feed off of her genetic, right, then they won't continue. Can artificial people, you know, it's just like anything, can anything artificial keep mating with itself? What's going to happen? Just as it had a beginning, the artificial genetic is going to have an end. It has to go back to the source in order to recharge itself. So the black woman is going to be in a perfect position to decide who comes and who's going to go. And they're going to work on appealing to the black woman. They're going to work on that. They're going to work on appealing to the black woman. They're going to try to mix their seed with her. You know, they're going to try to give her better jobs in society. Why? When the so-called Black Power movement was around, the Civil Rights movement, they worked on breaking the black woman away from that and making her a part of the women's movement. And so the black woman left the so-called side of the black man and went to stand side by side with the white woman and other races of women. She left and broke apart the union for a reason, because they wanted the black woman under their control. Because they knew by taking control of the black woman, they had the grip or their hand on an entire race of people. They could change the whole world through the black woman. And that's what's happening. They changed the perception of the black woman just through Michelle Obama, just through this Miss Israel, right? Because now you got black women, even in South Africa, you got black women, right, who are looking to be raised up or looking to be put on a pedestal by white men who run white societies. So what happens when they're looking for white men to put them on pedestals, right? What happens? They start to curry the favor of white men. They start to bypass their own men. They start to mix their seed, which weakens the bloodline, which severs the connection. And you've given their generation a new jump. You've jump-started their next generation. I said that it would come a time where your human race, your whites, your East Indians, and your Asians would all come together, right, and form one race. There would be no white, Asian, and East Indian. There would be one race. But they would need still the black woman's genetic to help jump-start that. She has to be in the soup. Her genetics, her DNA has to be there somewhere. They can't use the white woman. Their genetics are almost gone. When you see a black woman, and like I said, you could even look at the black woman and tell she's built certain way she's built. She's built to carry children. She's built to cradle children, right? And then you look at other women, and a lot of them are not built that way. That's a sign that these women are artificial outputs, or bad artificial outputs of her, because the original model or the first model is meant to be hippie, big behinds, waist and things like that, you know, full breasts, to nurture children. Anything that's less than that, anything that's smaller than that, anything that's not built to carry the future generation, the future life, is an artificial counterpart or an artificial output, right? So which means what? You're going to get less of an output. So if you're producing a whole race of artificial people, your white women, your Asian women, and they're not built to carry children, what's going to happen after a while? The generation is going to die out. Because anything that has a beginning, like your human race, it has an ending. Your black woman doesn't have a beginning or an ending. That's why they can't find how old a black woman is or the black man. Because the black man came through the black woman. They can't find how old neither one of them are. Right? Your scientists, like I said, they study everything. They study the genetics of everybody. Right? They study the genetics of everybody. They know, like I said, even over there in Israel, you have the highest rate of the Jewish men over there. They're laying up and mixing their seed with the Ethiopian black women, right? Them putting that black woman up as Miss Israel, that was showing you that these men are attracted to black women and they want to mix their seed. You have a lot of mulattoes over there in Israel. Jewish men love black women, right? Black men turn around, start chasing. Some of them go after Jewish women, but Jewish men love black women, right? These people are wise enough to know that she, right, because they read all that stuff, the songs of Solomon and Sheba and all this other stuff. They know who the black woman is, right? They know that she's the mother of civilization. The first mother of civilization, the only mother of civilization. Everybody else are pale copies of that. They know that they're copies or bad carbonless copies of it. So they have to always go back to the root. Every four generations. That's why if you notice, you'll see the Jews, they have what they call Jewfros. Where'd that come from? That came from the mixing in with the black woman. Right? Purify their genetics. Strengthen their bloodline. Right? That's the whole point of that. You black men, you talk about you have a seed coming through and whatnot. No, your seed comes through the physical seed comes through the woman. That's why, like I said, these men, they'll go out and they'll make sure if they go get a woman, like I said, Miss Israel was the darkest woman. She's dark. Right? They want to get the fullest content of the woman. Because they know it's going to come a time where their bloodlines are going to come to an end. They know it. Right? So why not secure yourself for the future? Take hold of the black woman. Take hold of her mind. Because she will start to make a solar connection. She will start to be or reach out into the future. Right? She will start to separate herself. Right? From other women. Just her way, like I said, just her wearing her hair natural was the open, was an open sign that she's going to separate herself. She don't look like every other woman no more. She'll start to be proud of it, and she'll start to embrace that. Then a new mindset, new capabilities will come to her, right? But then you have people on the other side of the coin who will say, oh, well, what's this guy talking about? He's trying to promote some super black woman. Well, there's a reason why you put Michelle Obama, because they could have just as easily told Barack Obama to go get himself a white woman. They could have told him, and he would have did it. He'd do what they tell him anyway. He could have went and got himself a white woman. He kept his black wife, because they wanted her there just as bad, just as much as they wanted him there. Don't get it twisted. Don't think they just wanted Barack Obama there. They wanted her there too, especially at this time in the year 2013. Right, as a sign to the rest of you black women, right? And that is that this society is currying a favor from you. It's looking for favors from you black women in a minute. It's going to look for favors from you. It's going to look for you, look to you to look kindly down on the society and forget about the past, right? Because the end is near. A new beginning is coming. And a lot of you black women, you're going to be okay with jump-starting the next generation of the human race. You're going to bring in the next generation. A lot of you, they're going to get your mindset around this whole we are the world, we are one people, don't hate anybody, don't feel this way about anybody, this, that, and the third, you're going to forget, right? Because they tend to wrap the black woman up in all kinds of physical connection, because the black woman is a physical being, and all physical bloodlines come out of her. The black man is more mental. He's more mental. He's more in tune with the mental stuff. I'm not saying the black woman isn't either, because she has a father, so she's in tune with it too, but the black man is more mental. He has a longer memory about certain things, right? He's harder to make forget. Though, you know, the black man does forget after a while, but he's a little harder to forget. That's why I say the black man is the one who would be a problem. They can get the black woman to accept lesbianism, homosexuality, pretty much everything in society as long as they cater to her and butter her up, right? That's the whole point of it. That's the whole point. You can't jumpstart a people. You can't move a people forward. You can't get a people or shut down a team or a new generation of people without taking away half of its strength. That would be your black woman, right? And it's already worked already. That's why you can see the black woman, she'll go against the black man in a heartbeat. When it comes to jobs, when it comes to, you know, so-called security in the society, or, you know, going along with how things are in the world, the black woman is more of a, what's the word I want to use? She's been more complacent. She's more of a conformist than the black man. They don't even try. Like I said, the black man just happens to get in, like I said, to the corporate world. Like I said, he has to conform his way of thinking to theirs. And it's harder for the black man to do that. But the black woman is a little more easier. They don't see her as a threat. But the whole thing was to get control of the black woman, not the black man. The woman. Who do they go to when they go, when they say the woman? They go, you know, I want your child to get vaccinated. They go to the woman. 9 times out of 10, because the woman is raising the children by herself. They worked, the powers that be, the control of society, worked hard to get the separation between the black man and the black woman going. Right? Telling the black woman, when welfare first started, when blacks was on, you know, public assistance, that the man couldn't live in the house in order for the woman to get welfare. That's the only time that, that's the only people, we the only people they did that with. They didn't tell a white man or anybody else that they couldn't live in the house in order for the woman to get public assistance. Why is that? Why was that? Was it done to undermine a team, undermine the next generation, to get the woman indebted to the powers that be, the ones who are coming? Because like they said in this society, the powers that be, they said, oh, if we feed you, we can control you. If we feed you, if we clothe you, if we house you, we control you. So they fed the black woman, they clothed the black woman, they housed the black woman, right? Took care of her kids, gave her welfare. But she said the only condition was you can't have the man there. So that was the powers that be stepping in and saying, we're your man. We'll be the men to take care of you, not your man. We will. So she took the deal, the black man, to sneak back around and whatnot. But the whole thing was, it was a bigger picture in mind. It was to get the woman, to get the black woman in a mindset of conformity for this next generation to come, to get her in a state of conformity, to get her to accept certain ideas, philosophies, and principles, beliefs, so that you can control her first. The first one they went to work on and controlling, even in slavery, was the black woman, right? They went to work on her. The woman usually was the one who told a man, no, don't try to run off, don't go nowhere, don't do this, don't do that. You know, you got a family to think about. They pushed the woman on the man first to make sure she had children with him so he wouldn't run off nowhere, so he was tied to the plantation, right? That's how they utilize the woman. I'm not sitting up here blaming the black woman or beating the black woman down. I'm just saying that they utilize the black woman in the society to degenerate a generation or destroy a generation or bring one forward. So far, they've been using the black woman against her own generation, right? So it stunts her growth because this black woman is going to eventually have daughters. She's going to turn out females. So it stunts their mental growth. And it uplifts the mentality, the mindset of a next generation of people who don't look like you, right? In the movie Precious, they showed the black woman, right, with the amongst the white women and the lighter women and whatnot, and the black women, they showed the black woman as being a degenerate, right? And they showed Precious that she can go to the white women or the mulatto women and whatnot, and they get them, and they just got to get them to accept homosexuality and lesbianism and things like that, and you know, that was a pretty deep message, right? Because the whole thing about Precious was the movie getting her to accept that mentality because she represented the future generation. She was a young girl, you know, and they tried to reshape her mind, right? They wanted to reshape her mind. That was a powerful picture if you paid attention. That was about reshaping the black woman's mind, young black women, because they know that she'll be the next door, the next generation. Everything will come through her. Right? Just as everything, just like you can bring a destructive people through her. You can get her to destroy her own generation, her own bloodline, right? And bring forward a new generation, uplift a new people that don't look like her. Right? She'll go in, like I said, she'll be okay with the philosophies and the mentality of the old world, right, or this new world that they're trying to bring in, she'll be okay with that philosophy. But in the meantime, it's destroying her bloodline and her genetic and her future progeny. That's what it's meant to do. It's meant to destroy her future progeny purposely. Now, when the black woman, like I said, when she stands up and she starts to think for herself and she said, well, no, I don't think like this. I'm going to think like this. I'm going to start thinking on my own. I'm going to start. That denotes a solar connection taking place. Because I said believers are spiritual people, right? Water-based people, people that flow with a certain way of thinking. I said thinkers are fire-based people, as in the word inspire or inspiration or fire, things that heat up light because thought moves on energy, on power, on light, right? Solar connection, inspiration, bringing in new thoughts, making a mental connection. That is an open door. And like I said, the black woman will be the first one to start bringing this in. You're going to see a lot of things coming from the natural sisters, the sisters who are stepping out and becoming their natural selves. Those sisters who did the Afro City, right? Just to do a take on it and to go on YouTube or go on internet media and do their own and produce their own show. That was a step in the right direction as themselves in their own image and after their likeness. That was a step in the right direction, right? You're going to see a lot of sisters going natural, joining movements that are about the upliftment of the future black woman, right? Because you're not going to find the upliftment of the black woman in any of these past ways of thinking because they came from the white man. Religion, right? Spirituality, metaphysics, that's not about uplifting the women. That's about pushing the men up in a false patriarchal paradigm, right? No, they're going to come about as full-thinking beings, solar intelligent beings. That's why I kept talking about the black woman to the bright woman, those solar intelligent beings. She's going to become more solar-based. Her thinking is going to become more solar-based. Her intelligence is going to become more solar-based, more advanced. That's what I mean when I say advanced thinking, because all intelligence moves by way of light, by way of speed and power and energy. She's going to be the one to bring these things in. She's going to connect to the future world. Future ideas and thoughts are going to come through the black woman. Not the black man, not the white man, not the Asian man. It'll be the black woman first. The black man is second. She's the first one of the new world. So it's very important, pay attention, it's very important to take hold of her image. Be mindful of the black women they're putting on the pedestals and whatnot, because like I said, they put those black women on the pedestal because they want other black women to follow that image. Because by following, I'm not saying they don't say the black woman is, that they're not looking at the black woman as great, but by following that image, what's being done? If you see Michelle Obama with the perm on her head and she's being uplifted, now you black woman want to follow that image of the perm on your head. You don't want to be who you naturally are. She's trapped in by that image, right? This is all done purposely, right? To take control of the original woman, or the eternal woman, as we say, the first woman on the planet. You can't jumpstart another people. You can take DNA. You can take, like I said, you can take a continuing genetic and move it forward. Or you can move it backwards, right? But you have to go back to a source. The source of all human life will not be found here. Right, the original source, the one that gave it its thinking ability, the one that gave it its physical, the physical capability that the human race has now, you won't find it here. Even your scientists are saying that, you know, what jump started the human race forward? We kept saying things like aliens. They say things like aliens. Aliens jump started the human race forward. You know what they're really saying? That's a cute word of saying, because they stopped saying the black woman. Right, as the mother of civilization. Now they're on the alien thing, right? Which is really saying that the black woman is alien to other women. That's what it's saying, that the black woman is alien to other women. She's different from other women. She's otherworldly, not of this world, right? Because as I said, your white woman, your East Indian, and your Asian women, they're all related. Skin type, hair type, everything, they're related. But your black woman would be considered alien, right? She would be an alien entity in this world, on this planet, one who is planted here, one who is used to seed other life forms here, other artificial types, your human race. But they're not. They don't want to say that again. They don't want to call a black woman alien. They don't want the black woman to think of herself as different. Because once you start thinking of yourself as different, you form a separation. You start differentiating yourself. You form a separation. You like, oh, I'm not like them people. So then what happens? You don't think much of those people. You don't really care if those people continue or don't. You don't care if they live or die. And they don't want the black woman thinking like that. They want the black woman to embrace everybody. They want the black man, but they're not really so much concerned about the black man, because they know if they get the black woman to do it, then they can control her children. Because she'll promote that love, that humanistic form of love, right, in her children. She'll teach her children to love everybody regardless. And by teaching her children to love everybody, she'll blind them to the realities of the real world. She'll blind them. Because while they're sitting around here trying to love everybody, everybody's hating them and destroying them and taking bits and pieces of them apart and destroying them, mentally, physically picking them apart, right? This is why they want to pull the wool over the black woman's eyes, right? Now, like I said, a lot of people say, oh, you know, it seems kind of, you know, they don't know what to make of this. You know, do it seem like, you know, you're trying to push the black woman up over every other woman? And are you trying to make it seem like the black woman is a chosen woman on the planet? Yeah, she is. Yeah, she is. Above all others. Why? Because she's different. She's different from all other women. Right? She was different and she was chosen way before y'all even got here. Way before the white man got here, way before the white woman got here, way before the human race got here, she was already chosen. Right? So this is not a love letter to the black woman. It's a natural fact. This is a physical reality of who the black woman is as an evolving being, as a continuous being, as an omni-mental or an omni-womental being, one who carries the whole race, the whole human race through her bloodline. Through her DNA, because the bloodline it went into starting the human race forward came from her, the physical bloodline. The mental connection came from the men, but the physical connection came from the women, the womb, where her eggs are found. Pay attention, because as I said, a lot of energy is going to go into trying to reshape the black woman's mind. It's going already. Then Nicki Minaj come out, you nappy-headed hoes need a Perminator, trying to get the black woman going back into the perms, trying to get her to follow back in the image. They had to use a black woman, which was really Nicki Minaj is an East Indian. They trying to use her, right, to pull a black woman back into that state, pull them back under control. Because then you black women put the perms and the poison in your hair, and you taking your hair down, right, you taking it down, you severing your reception. You're severing your reception, and that's what they want. They want you to only receive the thoughts that they're giving you, the powers that be, the ones that control this planet, the submental ones, the illuminaries. They want the black woman to be controlled through them. They want to control the black woman. I'll show you something funny. John D. Rockefeller, right? His wife, him and his wife, started Spelman College. You know, Spelman College is named after John D. Rockefeller's wife, Laura Spelman, right? Why would they put money into starting a college for black women? Turn fast forward to Oprah Winfrey. She starts a college in Africa for black women only, not black men, black women, black girls, I should say. Why? Philanthropists have an interest in controlling women. Why? Because they know by controlling the woman, right, especially our women, that they have a hand on the future. Spelman College, look it up. Started by John D. Rockefeller, the oil billionaire, named after his wife, Laura Spelman. And if you take a look at Laura Spelman, go look up Laura Spelman. I tell y'all, she looks like a mulatto. A lot of these white men here in this society, not going to tell you, a lot of these powerful white men, a lot of them married mulatto black women. A lot of them married them, right? They say Dwight D. Eisenhower, I believe he was the third, I forget what president he was, which number president he was, Dwight D. Eisenhower, he was president in the 50s. They said his mother, they showed a picture of his mother, she looked like a black woman. She looked like a black woman, right? So they do, in this society, have a, you know, they have a certain sentimental mindset or a sense of urgency when it comes to putting energy toward the black woman, right? They know that there's something about the black woman because, like I said, in many of your southern households, your white children were reared on her breast. She's mammy or mama, right? And she's going to be the mother of the future. That ain't going to stop. I said they can't get the DNA from any place else. And they can't make DNA. There's no such thing as making DNA. They got to take it from somewhere where it's already in existence, where it's already in continuation. Focus is key. Focus is key. Focus is key on the evolution of the woman. See, the black man, he's not focusing in on the evolution of his woman. Right? He's not focusing in. There's a reason why. You notice a lot of the young black men, they pushing a lot of young black men toward white women, right? Breaking apart the union again. A lot of young, they pushing a lot of the rappers and things like that. Look, Kanye West, he went out there and got Kim Kardashian. They pushing a lot of rappers toward white women. This new guy, ASAP Rocky, he got some white model, a rapper, whatever she is, with a big butt. It's like they're trying to compensate the black man by giving him a white woman with, or a mixed woman with a big butt to do what? To throw him a prize or throw him something, what they would consider a prize, throw the black man something so that he stops, so he takes his focus off of the black woman. There's no coincidence that you see in all of these rappers, basketball players, entertainers for years with white women. You barely see the black man and black woman together. How many times you see the black man and black woman together in Hollywood walking together, talking together? You see Denzel Washington and his wife. You saw the other guy, Isaiah Washington, two Washingtons, with his black wife. Right? Then you start seeing the black man with the white woman. They're not trying to push that in the society. Right? They're not trying to push the continuation of a full black bloodline. or one that is starting to purify itself again. They're not trying to push that. Right? They're going to show you this because this is what they want out of the next generation. We'll be right back. I'll play a little bit of music. Let me see what I want to play. Let's do it together, Blue Six. We'll be right back. if you notice, like I said, they pushing the whole thing of the big behinds and the thighs, and they're showing you the white girls now with the big butts and, you know, mixed race women. Like I said, because they trying to show the black man, you know, that, you know, they know black men, they like women, you know, who have big behinds and thighs and hips and things like that. And so now you have the white women trying to push that. They're trying to push that image in the white woman now, right? You got white women getting fake behinds or whatnot, or, you know, big legs, or some of them coming out that way who have a little bit of the black genetic and more the mixed ones. Why are they pushing those women? I said they're pushing those women so that the black man can stop looking at the black woman. Because the whole reason for us liking women with big behinds and big legs is because it goes all the way back to the ancient culture where black men looked at those type of women with big behinds and legs back in the past because they know that those women were breeders. Those women who had the big behinds and the small waist and the big hips and things like that, they were breeders. They held children well. So men, by nature, were attracted to sleeping with those women and mixing with them because they could hold the children better, right? So now if they're presenting these women today, right, the white women and all these other women, like I said, the black man's still looking at, oh, she got a big behind and whatnot. In his mind, he wants to mate or be with her sexually, right? Because they pushed the whole thing of the mixed-race children here. So now he's not even looking at the black women no more. Because it was a time the black man, he didn't really want the white woman because she didn't have no behind, she didn't have no hips, no nothing. He went to the black woman. Right, he might have just screwed off with the white woman here and there, but he went right to his black woman. He liked her. He was attracted to her because of her physical body type and her, you know, ability to carry children. Because black women were carrying up to 10, back in the day, 10, 12 children. So they were built to carry children, right? Nurturers. Now you could tell the black man, you know, you put your Kim Kardashians with the advent of Kim Kardashian, Ice-T wife, Coco. Notice they put them on the Black Women magazine or the Black Men magazine. They put Coco there. Because a lot of these Black Men magazines are secretly owned by white men, right? Or these black men who got that white man's mentality, but they pushing up the white woman with the fat behind because they're trying to breed a young generation of black men who are turning their backs on a black woman. That takes away half the strength. That mixes the genetic out. That severs the solar intelligence or the solar communication. Because now it's watered down. Now things have been changed out. That cuts away a full-blooded black woman, so-called black woman. Severs the connection purposely. See, everything is done for a reason. And people sit up here and say, oh, you know, he just come in with these things and it seems kind of far-fetched. No, see, to the person who's not a thinker, to a person who doesn't think beyond, can't think past go, it seems far-fetched. But everything in the society is done for a reason. White girls with big butts, pushing your Kim Kardashians, your Coco T's, and whoever else, Amber Rose, right, and showing the rappers marrying them and having babies with them. What's the young black kid? What's the kid who had a baby? Now, like I said, they put them out there. He had a baby with her, right, the Amber Rose, Wiz Khalifa, Kanye, with Kim Kardashian. The athletes got a white girl with a big butt. Yeah, there you go. They don't need the black woman no more. That, hell, you had the Israelites saying on this corner, it make me doubt a lot of things about them. Tomorrow, we don't need the black woman no more. We'll bring the women back through another race of woman. We'll bring the black woman back with longer hair. So you severed the connection. You really want a black, a so-called woman of color now, a mixed woman with straight hair. You don't want the black woman no more, right? Who bred that mentality in them to sever the connection? These are, then if you notice, these are the Israelites who say they're spiritual men. Go look on their YouTube thing. They say they're spiritual men. You are. You are spiritual men. You are in a trance. See, in that spiritual trance, they promote that whole thing or the severing of the solar connection between the black man and black woman. The white man, he promotes that. He promotes the severing of our connection, the black man and black woman, because he knows that the black woman can't advance or evolve forward, right? if there's no black men and black women coming together to make future children? Where are your daughters going to come from? Right? Though the black woman does carry the seed, she carries the physical seed, if she keeps mixing out of her race with other people, pretty soon she's going to erase the seed. It's going to erase the bloodline. So there is no more black woman coming forward until they have to go and get another black woman, like they had to obviously use Oprah Winfrey to reach into Africa and train those black women to be laying, to be bed wenches for the white men who will be coming over there to Africa, because that's all that was really about, educating those black women over there. Then next thing you know, they got damn perms and weaves on their head for white men to come over there and sleep with them and have mulatto kids. Next thing you know, you got a new generation of so-called Africans who are mulattoes. And they control through them. See, that's how that works. That's how that works. Educate just the women, not the boys, the women. Right? Spelman College, educate the women, not the, you know, not the, get, build a woman's college for black women, not for the men. Howard University was for mulattoes, the mulatto kid offspring of the white congressmen and the black women. Who were their former slaves? How it was started in 1870, right? That's why I said it was allowed to have a medical school and a law school for their mulatto children. No other black university or college was allowed to have that because they didn't want you competing, right? This is all done systematically. See, here you're going to have to be a thinker. If you can't think past go, you're not going to get what I'm saying, right? To stop or to hold on to the image of the black woman is very important and very key in the controlling of the planet. The black woman is very key. Holding on to her image is very key in the controlling of the planet. Why do I say that? Because the black woman shapes everything that goes on in society. Everything you see, to where you see an Asian woman, you go to Japan, you see Asian women trying to be like black women wearing afro, trying to get their hands to afros and whatnot, trying to have big butts now, trying to talk like they got some slickness to them and whatnot. That's all coming from the black woman talking with their, even though they're trying to act like they're making fun of the black woman, because like I said, even when you're trying to call yourself making fun of black people, putting blackface on, wearing wigs and doing all that stuff, that's a form of flattery. You trying to show or jokingly show that you really look up to these people, because who's going to take time to put black makeup on their face and Afro wigs on their head if you don't really admire those people? You understand that? In some way, shape, or form, the black woman has touched every part of this planet. She's her DNA is in every person here on some level, way, shape, or form, because where else did it come from? Where else did it come from? Right? Where else did the DNA come from? Your scientists start off saying that the DNA of the woman, right, that the DNA of the woman and everybody on the planet came from African women, quote-unquote African women, black women. I'm going to take a call, 406. 406, you're on air.
2 1 second, I need.
Say again now. I don't understand. I didn't understand that. 111. 111. You're on the air. Goodbye, 111. All right. Pay attention closely, right? Our evolution cannot take place without the evolution first of the black woman, right? Like I said, I heard the Israelites, they even said something dumb. They said, "Yeah, you don't need the woman to have children." I'm like, "How does that work?" Right? If the woman stops the birth, then nothing's going to happen. I'm going to take a call. 757, you're on there.
Peace, bro. Yeah, I wanted to call before the nuts start getting through.
Oh, yeah. Whenever, I'm going to tell you something funny. Whenever we talk about something like this, notice all the nuts come through. They say stupid stuff. I ain't hear what the last person said and whatnot. My thing is, why are you listening? If I'm a kook, if I'm crazy, if I'm saying something that's off the wall or crazy, why do you care? Why do you listen?
is important.
I mean, why would you sit and listen intentionally just to come up here and make stupid comments and things like that? If what I'm saying is stupid, it's not true and whatnot, why do you care? As a person, go somewhere, sit down somewhere and whatever. Why would you troll along and care about what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
if it has no validity.
Yeah, it has. That means that when they come through, bro, you know what you're talking about is important because they, you know what I'm saying, they can't take it no more. You know what I'm saying? They can't take it no more, so they got to be like, right? And the opposite, you know, to kind of throw off the signal. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, again, you know, this is a very conversation, and I know probably on your Facebook page, you probably might have a good majority of sisters. We know sisters is more inner beings than brothers being outer beings and so forth. So, you know, I want to first say for sisters and brothers, they get a chance, go pick up a book called The Great Cosmic Mother. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know what I'm saying? That might be something to help them. I know it helped me in my travels throughout the years. Also, I don't think at this maturity rate of 2013, we really don't have the forums. You know what I'm saying? And you doing a blog talk, which gives people a forum, but still, again, sisters ain't calling in yet really expressing themselves heavily. But the forum is, first of all, do they even want, between, not even, I don't want to limit to sisters. You know what I'm saying? I want to go ahead and throw in the knucklehead brothers, too. Do you even want to have any more melanated and carbon babies? That's one meditation. Like, I don't think adults even have a discussion on. You know what I'm saying? So when you have a lot of Kanye's and, you know what I'm saying, and what, not even Kanye's, just the agenda that's being promoted in the media, when those things come out, they kind of, like, testing you. Seem like, do y'all even want to be here? You know what I'm saying? Like, because we're not having any conversations and we're not even talking about, you know, whether a bloodline supposed to be continued. I don't even know if majority brothers or sisters even understand, comprehend, or discern what that means. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people just come into Henrietta Leak. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know about the immortal Black woman's gene. They don't know that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, until we get to a point to where there's a conversation brewing, like, do y'all even understand the importance of this, or why, you know, Brother Newman is speaking about this? You know what I'm saying? Because of the purpose of survival. You know, a lot of people. And then last point, no different than my mate, you know what I'm saying, I say a lot of sisters is in the mindset of just having fun. And even though we taking life serious because we under attack, a lot of sisters is like, man, all at this, man. You know what I'm saying? We getting dressed up, getting our nails painted, you know what I'm saying? We getting with our girls, we're going to have fun, and we get pregnant, and I, but a lot of people is taking this shit for a joke. Real talk. You know, so I just want to add that on, bro.
Well, let me say this. The whole point, like you said, is to show or to expose the immortal genetic of the Black woman. The immortal genetic of the Black woman is a solar genetic. The immortal genetic of the Black woman is a solar genetic, a continuing genetic that has no place here on Earth, that it comes beyond the Earth, right? Because, as we said, energy can't be destroyed, so obviously it was converted here to this planet, and everyone is feeding off of this energy, the first energy, which is the Black woman. See, but it's not going to be until the white man says it. He admits it. He kind of said it already when he said that, you know, all life started in Africa. That was his way of saying the Black woman, right? Then he's talking on the ancient aliens, talking about life coming from other planets or aliens and whatnot. But like I said, who's the alien here? It's the Black woman and the Black man. They're the real aliens here. They're the people that don't go along with everybody here. They're the people that obviously come from someplace else. Like I said, even when you Black women, you try to mimic the white woman and other races of women, when they sell you that whole idea of being inclusive with them, right? When you putting the perms in your hair and things like that, the heat punishes you Black women, because that sunlight messes up your perm, makes your hair come out, raises it back to its natural state like it's supposed to be, right? Brings that out in you because it's a it's a reminder of who you really are that you're trying to forget, right? No matter what tell you here in this society, you're not part of them, and they let you know that.
That's right. You were saying there too. Look, I had some family come up from Georgia this past weekend, and we took our youth to the park, right? And it was four daughters, right? And all of them had natural, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm talking to the mother of the daughters, and I'm like, you know that. It ain't no problem with them having their hair natural right now, right? You know what I'm saying? Running around with the little kids. And I said, now, all right, now look, there's some other sisters out here. What they got in their hair? You know what I'm saying? Look at them. They got perms. They got weaves, right? I said, but look at the children, right? So, like, at a certain point, they let the brothers, like you said earlier, you know, brother with an afro, all right, that's a brother. We expect that. We know they rebellious. But when I looked at my daughter and the other little daughters, I was like, wow, it's all right for them to be natural right now. And they have no idea that the way that they have right now is okay. It's okay to the white women or the white children, the Asian children. Everybody sees this as okay. And I don't know whether it's society or if we're perpetuating doing it to ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Because it could be either or. But at a particular point, there's a switch that comes off, and we as brothers in our position, obviously we're not in a position to keep that switch to natural and not them going the other way or something, you know, in some type of way it gets past everybody. And then there's a conversion because when the little girls is 5 or 6 or 8, the sisters ain't thinking about perming their hair. They're not thinking about it. But they hit a certain age, and that perms switch come on. And I don't think, like, either the family or the brothers or the mothers or somebody is not coming in saying, nah, they has all right. You know what I'm saying? Don't mess with it. Now, it's a certain age where it's some type of feminine mandatory that at this age you get your hair, quote unquote, fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because black women, they had this thing where, you know, black women were trying to get along in the society and they didn't want to really make waves. They were told in the society that their hair makes waves. Right, their hair makes waves in the society. Is, you know, why you want to be different? Why you want to get people upset by being who you are? It intimidates people, and especially obviously the white man, because when that sister wanted to wear her hair natural, she didn't even have no big Angela Davis fro. She just had a short natural. They ain't, oh, that, you know, your hair is a little too ethnic or extreme. They say things like that because, you know, like I said, that it shows the black woman is no longer under their mental control. She's thinking on her own. She don't want to be in their image no more. That's what that's saying, and they don't like losing control. They don't like losing control of they mammy, they number one slave. They don't like losing that. They don't like you losing mental control. They already felt like they lost physical control in 1865, but in 2013 they still got a problem with losing physical control, where the black woman just want to be who she is, and she's thinking for herself. And you know, I was talking to the sister one time in England. Well, you know, they push the whole race mixing thing heavily over there. She said, you know, her and her black boyfriend, she get a lot of flack from white men because she don't want to be with white men. You know what I mean? But, you know, and you know, they push that heavily over there because a lot of black men are either with white women over there or black women with white men. But you it's getting hard to start to see, you know, black men and black women together because nobody's trying to push that dynamic anymore. You know?
Right, right.
It's a natural dynamic. It's not like nobody going to say, oh, the white man, the white woman shouldn't be together or whatever the case may be. Nobody says nothing about white couples or Asian couples being together. They'll only get on the whole not seeing a black man and a black woman together.
Right, you know? Now, like you said, man, check out the movies, right? Why is it so hard? I mean, and I be peeping people out, just being analytical. Why is it so hard to see
a black man and a black woman kiss. Oh my God, yo, if you watch people, the shit would hit them like a damn like somebody had a bag of bricks, yo. To see a black woman and a black man intimate or kiss, man, the shit, you would see people not even blink, bruh. You would see people not even blink. It's at that particular point of being so taboo. And really, I think that is upon us to put it in the public. Like, I don't think that we should, you know, I mean, we're talking about it because we know that it's evident. But I think, for real, if people really is concerned, you know, the sisters should be like, no, I want to see how you look when my hair stand up and not lay down. And I want to see how it look when I kiss my husband or, you know, mate or whatever. You know, I want to know what the hell is going through your mind. Because it's something, like you said, it's soulful. I think what it is that I think our soul reaches them, either if our hair is natural or they see us intimate, because when they see us intimate, that means, okay, there's a child coming. You know what I'm saying? That's normally how it is. It's not just phony or, you know, fake or whatever, you know what I'm saying, for TV. When they see brothers and sisters intimate in the visual, it actually transcends through material substance. It actually hits them. So
yeah,
on
they used to, back in slavery, they used to watch black men and black women have sex. They used to, a lot of the slave masters and whatnot, they stand around and watch black men and black women having sex. You know, that's where your whole idea of your sex shows come from.
Okay.
You know, they used to stand around and do that, you know, and force them to have sex in front of them because they were getting the energy off of that and whatnot. And, you know, with the black woman, you know, because the black woman, the best way they get at the black woman is because they say the black woman is materialistic, and that the, you know, and they tell the black woman that, okay, if you look like this, if you like, say, Michelle Obama or somebody like this, this is the sign of success. So they put her up there with the perm and things like that. This is how a successful woman looks, right? A successful black woman looks, an acceptable, successful black woman look. And being that the black woman has a materialistic mindset, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with liking nice things or anything, because that's in the black woman's DNA anyway, to like beautiful and nice things and opulent things. Going back to Egypt, going back to Sumeria, where black women were sitting on thrones, they was the first ones who came with the whole opulent thing and the gowns and whatnot, and, you know, and sitting on thrones. That came from black women,
right?
And it's in them to like opulent and beautiful things. So if they putting this image out to the black woman, if your hair is flowing like this or this like that, you'll be a future woman, and you'll be a woman of the world, and you'll be successful if you look like this. So the black woman want to run and put the hair of a white woman on their head, the East Indian woman or the Asian or the Filipino woman hair on her head, because she's trying to look like that image of what they say is successful, because they see women who are in high authorities looking like that. So they trying to follow that image out.
Right. So now are we – okay, so – okay, if a sisters is listening to us, man, you build it. All right, if sisters listen to us, what if they saying, damn right, that's what it is? You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is. We know what it is. I mean, even though we know natural is right, me and you saying natural is correct, but if they listen and say, y'all know it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say this. It's not what it is. It's what you decided to be what it is. Understand something. Black woman, so-called black woman, everything comes out of you physically. So if you decide that you want to move ahead in the world, it only takes about 10 of you black women, you sisters and whatnot. If y'all decide, if y'all put y'all mind to it, because ain't nobody stopping no black women, right? If y'all put y'all mind to it and say y'all want to start a television network that's going to be big as CBS, y'all could do it. Y'all could do it. Just 10 of y'all. I guarantee you'd be more powerful than black men, because black men are not as driven as black women. They're not. Black women are more driven than black men.
Yeah,
and I'm saying,
right.
I'll say
yeah.
that black women are more driven toward being successful, even if it's on a lower scale with, you know, just getting over and hustling. She's more driven, even just on a material thing. She's driven more than a black man, right? She right. just don't, like I said, she don't know. A lot of times black women don't know how to put it into practice, but she knows that she wants to be successful and she wants to win, and she's attracted to men who are winning and things like the, as they say, winning and doing big things in the world. They attracted to that, but she's more ambitious than the men. Because the men, the women are in the material world, and the men tend to be more in the mental state. They tend to be more in their mind. You know.
Now, do you think that there's a stigmata behind the words, just the emphasis, or like the visual picture of what? Okay, like you just mentioned that the sisters is used to, you know, diamonds, nice gowns, being on a royal stage. Do you think that the word success provokes a mental image in sisters, or I just want to throw this other one out, and versus competing with brothers, white women, and white men.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the competition factor is always there, but like I said, it's always, like I said, black women tend to move more toward, you know, gravitating toward that and more of an ambition type of thing. Because you'll see, like I said, black women will always try to be about self-survival, right, and getting ahead in the world. Like I said, you'll see more black women in school, and she'll stay with it longer than black men, right?
Right.
It's in them that survival tactic and that acquiring material thing is already in her, right? It's in her already. That instinct, that survival instinct is in the black woman more than the black man.
Yeah.
You know, because she knows it's already programmed in her to continue the bloodline in some way, shape, or form. So she's going to continue the physical bloodline.
And you get that also when it deals with dealing with the child, like when the black woman always is like two or three steps ahead when it goes to the point of, all right, there's a child, and then the brother and the sister separate. They already got to survive. I got to take care of me and this child. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? You're 100% there. You know what I'm saying? They already in a matter of fact, I guess the best word to use really is they already in a futuristic mindset. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's
already, like I said, but long before after the man is gone, the woman going to be there because, like I said, those are her children. They're not his children. He's their father by mental connection, but she's their mother by physical connection, by physical bloodline, through her eggs. Those are her eggs. Those are her children. That's why she ain't going to never leave her children. She'll tend to, like I said, that's rare to see a black woman leave her children. She ain't leaving her kids nowhere.
Right.
You know, she care about them before she care about the man. She ain't leaving her kids nowhere. And the white man knows that. That's why he chooses her to watch his kids. Because he know his women don't really have that material. A lot of his women don't have that maternal instinct. They not built for
right. And then in all of the child
the Asian
care
women don't neither.
The child care institutions is ran by sisters. Keep it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're all ran by sisters. So you're 100% right. Like, you know, really it's like I think now bringing up the point, I think that maybe, just maybe, the white man might be more analytical towards our women than we are.
Yes. Let me echo what you just said. Notice the women always go into social work. Sisters go into social work heavily. Notice that?
Right.
They go into social work heavily. They always end up being caseworkers, checking on child abuse and whatever going on. They the ones that, you know, that check on that. They end up going into that heavily. You know?
Right. Men don't even think about it.
No, they don't think about that. Men just want to drop them, you know.
That's terrible. No, real. I mean, me and you talking, that's kind of terrible because we do sway saying, oh, that's a feminine field of, you know what I'm saying, of occupation. But that actually says that you do not care, you know, as a whole. I'm not speaking individually about any brother, but it actually says that you do not care about the children. You know what I'm saying? So then now there's a natural separation right there. If your women do not see you in those certain fields at a higher percentage, you know what I'm saying? Then that actually will start saying, all right, I might as well get another man as a bearer. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm sorry, I mean, well, that's all a man really is anyway. He's just a sperm donor. That's all a man really is. He's a sperm donor. Like I said, a lot of, that's why it's easy for the man to go and have babies and just go ahead and leave. Because he is sperm donor, the majority of them. And they'll drop in and whatnot because they've already fostered the seed in the woman. And the woman is left there to nurture it. She's left there to take care of the seed. The man, he drop in, you know, fostering is basically setting the fire or setting the mental connection to the seed to give it a mental connection. But after he does that, he pretty much out. That's it. And that's why, but the woman will take care for the, because that's why I said they work on the woman. And they know that through the woman's bloodline, like I said, they can control a whole nation, a whole generation of people through her bloodline. They work on her. But they don't work on the man. They ain't working on the man because they know the man, like I said, he don't give a damn. They work on the woman. They got to go. They go to the woman and convince her.
The man's supposed to be the mind donor. You know what I'm saying?
He's the mind donor. He's supposed to be coming up there, and he's supposed to be talking, you know, talking to the children and things like that, giving them fatherly advice. That's called fostering your children. Your woman nurtures them. She feeds them, takes care of them, making sure their stuff is clean, basically, you know, basically taking care. That's in her instinct to take care of her children. You know what I mean? Now, the man, like I said, he comes to follow the advice. He go out and he'll work and do, but if he stay around, you know what I'm saying? But he don't have that connection with the children like the woman do. That's why the man always talking about my mom. I want to thank my mother. I want to thank my mother. I want to thank my mother. He'll always say his father.
Right.
He say his mother.
Right, because the father is not knowing that they position is to put some mind, put some mental power, you know what I'm saying, a proper perspective on a way of thinking and looking towards the world. Then and like you said, dudes just end up, they, and you know what? The men, black men, ends up leaving their mental post and getting trapped in the physical post of women. You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, so the men will go through, all I need to do is just go to work, provide a check. You know what I'm saying? And never, he's provided no mental work on that child. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, as long as you just, physically, you get caught up in the female physical world. As long as you're just paying, or whatever, and you're there, you know, some of them is there. They're there and mentally not there. Also,
a lot of times that's all the women look for. They want the father to be around and, like, you know, basically straighten the boy out and basically make sure he gives some money, and they satisfied with that. They don't really care, like I said. And these relationships as it is, they just want him to be somewhere in the vicinity to help her. But you know, the nurturing comes on her end. The fostering comes on the man's end. You know what I mean? And as far, like I said, when the woman is bringing, you know, being that new person coming out, the black woman is being that new person coming out in the next world, like I said, she is going to shift it to a point whereas, like I said, she's going to force her relationships or have take a more of a make the relationship more of a balancement. That's why if you notice when you see a lot of black men now, because a lot of black men are rearing black men by themselves, and the men are starting to take on more of a, you know, they starting to care somewhat more about the children. So she's causing a shift in that where the black man, you know, you start to see it gradually, but where the black men just leaving babies and going, but you're going to start seeing more black men take more of a shift, and it's going to get balanced out more. You know, he's going to start putting the mental time in with the child because she's going to demand that. She's going to cause that shift.
No doubt. You know, for the sisters out there, you know, that's listening, and I'm going to fall back after this, bro, because I know, you got to continue on. For the sisters out there, you know, I want to let you know, we want to let you know that it's some mental men that got your back, yo. Do what you're going to do. Go ahead, step out there. You know what I'm saying? We on call. You know what I mean? Everybody is not. We on call. We're not nodding off. We ain't on this Molly crap. It's some brothers that got your back, man. Real talk, because for the one thing a sister's saying, like, I don't step out there that I'm beefing with the brother. Nah, I want y'all to know we got your back, man. Go ahead, step out there. You know what I'm saying? Wear your crowns are where it is. And we, you know what I'm saying? We got the sword standing right behind you. You know what I mean? So I'm going to fall back on that, bro.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to play a little bit of music. We'll be right back. We got 18 minutes left. Bridges, CeeLo Green.
I would build a bridge over the troubled water for you. The one that was here was weak and weary. Time had torn it down. We started little by little. We could meet right in the middle. Did we laugh? about it later. But it's time for it now. Oh, as soon as all the work is done, keep hold hands in harmony, sit and talk and share the sun. I know that you can feel it, but it's gonna take a feeling. But oh,
how many of y'all remember that? Now, you ask yourself, why that is an all-out assault, like an all-out racist, you know, statement to make. I mean, you got lots of women who get abortions. Why would you go so far as to get a billboard, right, and put an ad up and talk about the most dangerous place of a child is in the womb of a black woman? Simply because you don't want black women to have black children anymore. That's the real answer. You want to discontinue black women having black children. You want black women to produce other types of children, mixed race children, right? You didn't put a mulatto child up there. You want them to produce other types of children. You don't want the continual bloodline of black women to go on, because what happens is when a woman, especially a black woman, especially us and as a people, continue, right, then the people are going to, after a while, become smarter, right? As the people are becoming smarter, they're becoming wise to all the ways of the old world, especially with our people. Our intelligence is going to raise in degrees and in dimensions. What do I mean by that? As the heat rises on this planet, so will our intelligence, because we are solar beings. Our intelligence will raise. So the last thing you want to do is to promote the black woman carrying a black daughter or a black son, but especially a black daughter who becomes more heightened in her intelligence, right? She becomes smarter where her mother wasn't. Young girls who not wearing they, you know, who might have had mothers in the 40s who had the perms in the hair, produces a daughter in the 60s and the 70s who walking around, who got big old afros, who ain't ashamed, and who are about, you know, the evolution of the people. And, you know, that's two different women. So you sisters, you producing young girls and daughters, full-blooded black daughters from black men, so-called black men, your daughters are becoming more advanced in their thinking, right? They're not going to be like you. They're going to be smarter. They're going to be smarter. Your daughters are going to come up, and they're going to be smarter than you. So then what happens? If you keep on perpetuating that black genetic, the child becomes smarter, becomes more advanced, right? Through solar intelligence. As I said, heat, light, generates power, which is what intelligence drives on, which is what thoughts move on. So that's an evolution of thinking in a people. The daughters, the girls become smarter, right? They understood this. Like I said, your scientists, they understand this. That's why they go to the black woman first. They go, like I said, and set up schools for girls, the daughters, Spelman, Oprah School. There have been other black school like programs for black girls just alone. That's how you take control of a next generation, the girls. Focus on them, not the boys, the girls, right? And you breed them to think a certain way. Now, if she has a father at home who's teaching her, a black man to look at, what happens? Or some father figure around, some healthy father figure, uncle, whatever, male figure in her life, she's looking at other black men. She's going to bring forth a child, a black child, full. Next thing you know, and evolution is continuing in the thinking, right? So now the black woman is standing side by side with the black man again. Now there's an evolution taking place, right? There's an equally yoked evolution taking place in those next generation of children. Because as I said, the continuation, the bloodline is continual. It is continual because it's a solar genetic, meaning that it's connecting or operating through the sun. It's receiving light, right? It's receiving intelligence through that light. Thus the term bright people, or people when they tell you you're a bright person. That's a solar communication. All light represents intelligence or brightness, the ability to see through darkness or ignorance. So you black women are producing smarter daughters. They want to stop that. So here comes the campaign of, you know, the most dangerous place for a child to be is in the womb of a black woman. And notice they put a little black girl up there. They ain't put a little black boy. They put a little black girl up there. Right? Cause I still got the ad. Why would you put an ad up there if not to stop black women from carrying black girls, full-blooded black girls? Right? Girls who are evolving the next generation into the next future. Future businesswomen. Future mothers. Future solar beings, or mental beings, who carry a new solar intelligence, who we refer to as bright women in the state of mental, those who've advanced from darkness into light, the women who have become enlightened, where they're becoming mentally capable, more mentally capable. See, because we always said, and I wasn't meant to be a slight at the woman when I said women are more physical and the men are more mental. See, what's supposed to kick over in this next era is the women are supposed to become more solar intelligent. They're supposed to become more physical. Once that happens, once that happens, where they not just keyed in on the physical realm, they keyed in on the mental realm too, equally, that's a problem. See, because the black man, he's keyed more in on the sub-mental world. He's mental, but he's not as physical as the woman. So once the woman starts to raise her mentality beyond And certain sisters are doing it right now. They're raising it beyond just the submental physical world, because the sisters are masters at the physical world. You understand? Once she starts to raise her mind beyond that, toward higher thinking, toward future thought, advanced thinking, you know, that's a problem. Prevent that. What is the sign that the black woman is doing that? Just like people might say, oh, you know, you're taking the natural thing too far. It's a little far-fetched. No, you don't understand. You don't understand what a statement it was to for sisters to start doing that. Again, what the energy and the power that generated, what that said in the 1970s, when you seen that whole, pretty much from 69 up until 78, that was our era. That was our era. Look back at them times. We were shaping everything back then. Advertisement, people wearing their hair like us, our sayings, we were shaping a lot of things back then. Right? And then things changed around 78, 79. What they do, they start convincing the black woman to perm her hair again and gradually get rid of that. And they told the black woman, oh, that was just a phase. That was just a hairstyle. Like something, go back to the normal way you wear your hair, the normal way, which is the artificial way, which means go back to being an artificial person. Go back to trying to be an imitation white woman or an imitation Asian, wearing your hair like them. Go back to thinking like us. That's the natural way. That's how we want you. That's the normal way. Don't go thinking beyond us. You know, you talking that black militant stuff? You got old black people that still talk like that. So let me go ahead and read these last quotes and comments before I get out of here, these questions. It's been a good night. Thank the brother for calling in. So let me get these. We got 6 minutes left to go. All right. What is a phoenix? A phoenix is a bird, is representative of the bird, the Bennu bird in ancient Egypt, and it was a symbolic bird talking about a rising, because a bird represents flight. A bird represents a flight into a higher state, right? And the Bennu bird is where they get the idea of the phoenix from, which comes out of the Greek word, the Greek or the Roman word, Greco-Roman word, a phoenix came out. That story came from us. It represents a people or a generation rising out of the ashes of something old. That represents the black woman first and foremost, because she's the first one in the physical world, so of course she's going to be evolved first, mentally. And it's taking place right now on a major stage, just starting with the hair. Does the phoenix represent the black woman? Yes, it does. Yes, it does, because the black man, like I said, he can't rise until the woman rises. She has to rise first. She has to start waking up, because he comes through her, right? There's no rise of the black man without the black woman first, right? What is the change that certain black women will undergo? It's a mental change. It's a mental evolution taking place, where she'll start thinking in a future state beyond those people who had controlled her previously, your white man, all of them who control the image of the black woman, where she's perming her hair and trying to look like these people and talking like these people, acting like these people, sharing the same concerns. That's all going to be severed in a minute. All that's going to be severed in the future world. And the black woman will develop, be the first ones in development of a new society. She'll sit hand in hand again, just as it was in the ancient world in Egypt, Sumeria, where she sat hand in hand, because the whole idea of the paradigm of king and queen, co-regents or rulers, came from us, the balancement of man and woman. There was no king and the queen was just there to be his wife. No, they ruled as co-regents equally. But they have to be mentally together and advancing in order for that to happen. And they've been trying to take the black woman off of it. That's why I said they got her to put her crown down, right, and put it down to the ground like them and take her crown down. That was done purposely because they understood what that meant, right? What will the black woman become in the new world? A leader, a future leader. She's already setting the stage for that already just by doing that little thing of altering her physical appearance. She's becoming a future leader in the world because she looks like nobody else now, and she's going into her natural state. She's stepping out on her own state, on her own stage, and it will happen greater in the younger black women to come. Will black women usher in the new world? Yeah, because, like I said, she ushered in the first world. She ushered in the human race. She ushered in the almond race. She's the mother of every human being or physical being on the planet, she's the mother of all that. They come out of her DNA, so she's going to usher in a new world, an advanced state. Can't happen without her, because where else are they going to get the source from? Where are they going to get the DNA from? They ain't making no DNA. They got to go to her. So that's it. Join us on, I might do a special broadcast Saturday. You know, State of Intel radio broadcast. I might do a special broadcast on Saturday. So tune in just in case. And, well, join us. Well, I hope I didn't log out of this. Join us. If not, I'm going to do something on a, Monday night. But join us Saturday night. I might do a special broadcast. I am the intellectual Nubian Minkare. This has been State of Mintel Radio. I want to thank you all for listening in. Join us on the 28th in Brooklyn, New York, for the Black Evolution Movement Conference. All right. We are out of here. What am I going to play the close out with? Let me see. All right. Good night.
To me.